Middle East tensions are pushing Muslims to Jesus. Pakistan makes a decision on their blasphemy law, and English teachers can use their expertise to share Christ. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Revolution winds are blowing wildly in the Middle East and North Africa. The political unrest coupled with an uncertain faith is a recipe for changed hearts. Founder and president of the Crescent Project, Fuad Masri, says Muslims are searching for truth.
With the internet, with globalization, with people traveling, with the news, they're finding that Islam is not a system that's working. Islam is not a religion that answers the hope for the future and eternity. So they've been seeking.
As they search, Masri says they notice oppressive governments and lack of freedom. He says Christians need to support the freedom they're seeking. The way the Crescent Project is doing it is by giving them a copy of the New Testament so they can know Jesus.
We are seeing a move of the Holy Spirit because they're starting to read the Word of God. A Christian is taking action and showing love to a Muslim. They are seeing dreams of Jesus. And now Muslims are saying, hey, there's something there we have never seen before.
To help Crescent Project, text CP to 20222 to give $10. Next, in a country where free enterprise has been frowned upon for more than 50 years, the streets of Cuba appear to be changing. Cuba is now allowing 178 different kinds of businesses to help offset 1 million Cuban workers that have been laid off. John Dick with WorldServe Ministries says they need to help the local church.
We will be partnering with some of the local denominations and churches in trying to provide some startup funds for microfinancing where possible under very limited conditions and certainly holding to whatever legal implications there might be.
Dick says the Cuban church has helped during times of crisis before.
I believe this is another one of those opportunities and probably even more serious in its complications for people. But I believe that the church can respond and provide perhaps employment, or certainly outreach for the gospel.
If God's calling you to finance this, there's a link at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. When Christian mother Asha Bibi was sentenced to death for allegedly insulting Islam, international rage was stirred. Pakistan's government responded by letting Bibi appeal and vowing to look over the law, which has been historically abused. Voice of the Martyrs Canada, however, says Pakistan's prime minister recently announced that the country will not be changing this law. That likely means continued persecution. Pray the gospel will move forward anyway. Meanwhile, the Christian and Missionary Alliance is the most giving denomination when it comes to missions. According to Christianity Today, out of every dollar given by CNMA churches, 11 cents goes to international missions. The other 12 denominations listed ranged in missions giving from 1 to 6 cents per dollar. The report was based on surveys from Empty Tomb Incorporated and Giving USA. Gifts from their Great Commission Fund support 500 international workers in 64 countries. And did you know that 21 million people in the United States speak limited or no English? As a result, there's a high need for people to teach English as a second language. Michael Pasquale says Cornerstone University is doing the training.
This will be the 10th annual ESL Ministry Conference at Cornerstone. It will be on April 2nd. And as we've done in the past, we have different workshop groups for teaching, knowing not learning how to teach, but also how to do ministry effectively.
ESL can be a great way to share Christ's love.
This kind of outreach is very relationship oriented. And so you see people who are, you know, they come for a class and the church is able to begin that. And it might take a while, but we are seeing stories about people coming to Christ through these kinds of ministry outreach events.
Register for the day conference by March 18th and pay just $50. More details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip. You can choose from either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. If you win, you'll get a chance to put shoes on the feet of needy kids and share Christ at the same time. To register your name for the drawing, just call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.